Dr. Saber, taking an office note on patient Amir Iranpour, I-R-A-N-P-O-U-R, Amir, A-M-I-R, date of birth is 3-19-1967, date of service 7-15-2025, paperwork of the patient is 58-year-old gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Jafari for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. His best medical history includes the following one, hyperlipidemia, next intolerance to statin, next coronary artery disease, as post-stenting, next COVID-19 times two, next cervical spine pain and surgery, next obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP, your paragraph by surgical history includes hernia repair times two, bilateral and also appendectomy, your paragraph allergies, he's allergic to penicillin and sulfa. Social history, patient is married, he has one child, no smoking, he does drink social alcohol, no drug use. He works for the city of Houston. Family history. Father died from heart disease and stroke. Mother died with complication of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and she has had kidney stones. Review system reviews occasional heartburn, occasional chest pain, occasional shortness of breath, occasional heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. He has regular bowel movements, no melena. Nocturia 4 to 5 times at night, occasional straining, incomplete bladder emptying reported, occasional incontinence. He had been taking a lot of ibuprofen Celebrex for his neck pain on and off, period paragraph. All other systems reviewed are negative, period paragraph. Immunization, he received three shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, period paragraph. Current medications include anastrozole, aspirin, Nexlizet, Plavix, CoQ10, famotidine, multivitamin, sertraline, tadalafil, PRN, testosterone, valsartan, and vitamin E. On physical examination, his vital signs are, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active left and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, nanitaris clear, on the subject of fadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugurine, sensation bilaterally, most or mucosal, no fariability, minotid, prepared of next supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate, and rhythm, no mass, no mass, two, no mass, no friction, per lung, clear to auscultation, no crack, as always, the third abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary rebound, or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin, rest of the neuro exam is non focal, pure paragraph. Laboratory data and investigations available to me include the following. Ultrasound, renal ultrasound shows right kidney 12 centimeter, left kidney 11.5 centimeter. Both kidneys show heterogeneous increased renal cortical echogenicity. Cortical thickness around 1.5 centimeter. No obstructing type renal stones. Right, there's a 0.5 centimeter size right kidney benign cyst and 1.2 centimeter left kidney cyst. He does have mild prostate enlargement. Post-void residual is 75 with bladder capacity of 575. Period paragraph. BUN 27, creatinine 1.35, estimated GFR 61, potassium 4.6, chloride, calcium is 10.5, ALT is 47, AST 35. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 2. Multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including obesity and obstructive sleep apnea. We are going to do a renal workup, including a serologic workup and quantification of proteinuria. Patients to avoid any NSAIDs and any nephrotoxic agents. He was given a handout, pure paragraph. Next diagnosis, morbid obesity patient will need to lose weight. Next obstructive sleep apnea, continuous CPAP. Next coronary artery disease, test post-stenting, currently asymptomatic. Next hyperlipidemia, pure paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to see your patient consultation. I'll see you back in a couple of weeks to discuss the reports and the workup. I will keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks. CC Dr. Jafari.